Digital Flood Pirate Radio. Digital Flood Pirate Radio! DJ Digital Flood!
Barry at the Disco!
And this week, it's reunion time. I've got with me Muppet Mike and Reverend Baker.
Hi. How's it going, eh?
And they've come up here. 10 years ago, we used to all be on a little college radio station called Walk Radio. It was like 5:30 a.m.
5:30 a.m., yep.
We had like a reach of 20 feet.
We had no reach at that point because the
parking lot.
The parking lot. Parking if you were lucky.
Yeah.
If you were lucky.
If you sat at the... And we were up at SUNY Orange, which back then was just OCC. But they changed to SUNY Orange because they wanted to make it sound more prestigious.
Hey, it's the Harvard of the community college.
Harvard of the Hudson.
Yeah, Harvard of the Hudson. I remember we used to have the one radio banner that we used to run for WOC Radio. They would talk about the Colonial Diner being the stick-up diner, which was that was about as funny as we got.
Yeah, there was there wasn't very much funny stuff as far as our promos and stuff went.
The music we got was very funny.
Pat Boone. Pat Boone in a metal mood. Somebody should have brought that today. That was classic.
I don't know.
Pat Boone actually made a metal CD for those of you out there who have not had the pleasure of hearing it, and it's one of the more interesting CDs we had.
I think Jim ran off with that one as soon as he could take it. He took it.
Yeah, homeless Jim.
It's in his truck
somewhere up north in Orange County near Pine Bush, I'd imagine. So Jim, if you're out there, if you haven't been abducted by aliens, mad shout out to you.
The abductions have stopped in Pine Bush.
I know, they're complaining because Pine Bush, New York has gotten so dense, I guess, is the going theory of the genius scientists who live in the Pine Bush area.
Yes, there is 10 people per square mile compared to 5.
Wasn't there something in Sullivan County about a Sasquatch sighting?
Yes, there was a hairy ape, quote unquote, a rather hairy upright humanoid, and that could have been Jim. It depends on how many mushrooms he had and the mood he was in. If that Sasquatch was playing with devil sticks, twirling those little sticks around, I don't know if any of you kids out there remember devil sticks. They were
and smelled of patchouli.
Of patchouli, yes. You remember were you at OCC when that the lady came from the herbal essence shop?
Yes.
And she handed out patchouli?
I believe I was there.
Yeah. We all got some.
Yeah, we all got some.
We all got
patchouli, anyways.
Yeah,
not anything else. But and I sat down and it popped in my pocket and I remember you know everyone would be like, "Ooh, that's patchouli." To me, patchouli smells like dead leaves.
I think you're right on that. I think that's more or less what it does smell like.
I just the old days.
See, Chris wasn't there for some of the classic moments, like Harvey.
Harvey?
Do you remember Harvey, Mike?
Oh, Harvey.
Harvey.
He was
now,
like that.
We have to explain this.
Harvey, yeah, definitely.
Harvey was this older, homeless, redneck type guy that kind of latched on to the radio club at one point, late in 96, early in 97.
So he wasn't an actual DJ. He was one of our infamous WOC squatters.
No, he was a DJ because he took a class there, some English class or something. One class.
Remedial English for homeless people.
Yeah, and he would come on and he would play these horrible old country records and gospel records, and he would just go off on a tangent about Jesus and this and that. And he had a thing for one of our female DJs, Michelle.
I think I remember that.
And
Michelle.
We had some near fights. Even kid Eric the Red, who was nonviolent.
Beef!
Yeah,
to say the least, told him off at one point. So,
yeah,
well, Harvey couldn't understand him.
Probably
no.
Not, unfortunately,
Eric the Red, who was one of our DJs there, he sort of reminded me of Boomhauer. He just like from
King of the Hill.
He didn't have the Texas draw, but when he talked, man, you just didn't know what was going on. You didn't know what he was going to say next. But he was the nicest guy in the world. For someone to make him angry, that really is a major event.
It was one of the few moments in my life that I've seen Eric that mad.
Oh, well. Well, we might as well get into the music here. And what are we going to start off with?
I don't know.
Whatever you feel like starting with.
These guys are going to just let me DJ here, I guess.
Okay, why don't we start with something... Why don't we start with Got the Time? That's a good kickoff.
All right. DJ Digital Flood.
Mary the Disco.
Reverend Baker.
And Mike.
And Mike.
He never really had a very convincing name on the air.
I was like, and I'm Mike.
And Mike.
Groucho passed out on the catch.
Catch?
Catch. Couch. Chair. That's not a chair. That's not a couch, is it?
That's no, a chair. That's a chair.
You're... Would you say it's a love seat?
No, it's too small to be a love seat. Love
it's
seat
a little
has
bit
two
of love.
Cushions.
It's a little love?
Depends just a little love.
It depends on what kind of love is happening on the chair.
Well, you know what they say. We all need to give love a chance. Digital Flood Pirate Radio! And I have nothing else to say. Music!
On Monday, I had drinks with Bonnie Rubble. We hit a couple divey little bars. We noticed there was quite a lovely lady sitting at the table next to ours. Now Bonnie, who was pretty friggin' wasted, got up and stumbled over with a groan. He said, hey, just between us, my Neanderthalic penis is as massive as a stegosaurus bone. All cartoons are fucking dicks. They get dick kicks from being pricks. It's a quirk we just can't fix, 'cause all cartoons are fucking dicks.
Did Barney really say that?
Oh, yeah, he is a bastard.
Wow.
And he really does not give a damn about the feelings of women. And, it's sad. It's really sad.
Well, you think that's bad? Listen to this.
One day I met an ape of great charisma. Magilla the Gorilla was his name. He wore a little hat and matching bow tie, a fashion which has brought him great acclaim. I said, what do you see as your career peak of all your many flashy escapades? He said, well, this is funky, but you're looking at the monkey who's responsible for bringing you the AIDS. All cartoons are fucking dicks. They get their kicks from being pricks. It's a quirk we just can't fix, 'cause all cartoons are fucking dicks.
So he's the culprit.
I say, that is just awful.
Okay, listen to this little gem. I had a conversation at a party with famous rabbit hunter Elmer Fudd. He told me I just had to see his rifle and dropped it on the table with a thud. I said to him, it's quite a lovely firearm. He told me his fiance likes it too. He said this may be corny, but it really gets me horny when I press it to a temple while we screw. All cartoons are fucking dicks. They get their kicks from being pricks. It's a quirk we just can't fix, 'cause all cartoons are fucking dicks.
Oh, God, that is one sick bastard.
Ooh, you're not kidding.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is against the law, too, I think.
Well, I got one that's even worse than that. On Friday night, I went to get some candy, some soda, and some chips and other stuff. Along the way, I passed a little alley, and there I saw that canine comic, Ruff. I said to him, hey, you're that famous crime dog. He said, I only work from 9 to 5. And now it's close to 10-ish, and I've got a job to finish, 'cause as you can see, this hooker is still alive. All cartoons are fucking dicks. They get their kicks from being pricks. It's a quirk we just can't fix, 'cause all cartoons are fucking dicks.
That's awful!
Ugh, imagine McGruff beating up hookers.
He is a dick. He is a dick.
Yes, he's a nasty cartoon, but I can top that. Listen to this. One day as I was strolling through the forest, I happened on some mushroom-covered turf. And there, from underneath a patch of fungus, emerged the one and only Papa Smurf. He said, this is our secret mushroom village. I said that I'm the first to see these views. He said, I'm only kidding, 'cause we only keep it hidden from the Asians, Arabs, faggots, blacks, and Jews. All cartoons are fucking dicks. They get their kicks from being pricks. It's a quirk we just can't fix, 'cause all cartoons are fucking dicks.
That Papa Smurf sounds like a monster.
Oh, he is a dirty, nasty racist and a bigot and a homophobe. And you know what I did when I got home?
What?
I called up Gargamel and I told him where the village is.
Sweet!
Can I go next?
Of course, sweetie.
One day I met
Holy crap, look who's here. It's Jason Alexander.
Hey, cartoon haters.
But I was supposed to go next.
Quiet, honey. Mr. Alexander wants to talk.
I couldn't help overhearing what you were talking about, and I agree. Cartoons are real fucking assholes.
Yeah, that's sort of what we've been trying to communicate.
Well, get a load of this.
He said load.
I know, I heard.
I once met Scooby-Doo at a premiere bash. He looked a little haggard and he stunk. He said the trouble started last December when Daphne made a pass while she was drunk. And now he's got a child out of wedlock. It's dealing his career a fatal blow. I asked him, where's the baby? He said, Jason, buddy, maybe. Now you see why fucking Scrappy's gotta go. All cartoons are fucking dicks. They get their kicks from being pricks. It's a quirk we just can't fix, 'cause all cartoons are fucking dicks.
Wow, Scrappy is the bastard child of Scooby and Daphne.
Shocking, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, you douchebags, want to wrap this up?
So let us leave you now with one suggestion. A bit of wisdom you can take for free. Mickey's and the Goofies and the Daffies are not the gentle souls they seem to be.
when do we get to the off-color part of the album?
DJ DeDublin!
Mary the Disco!
Reverend Baker.
And Mike.
Mike, we're what were you trying to say with that track, Mike?
All cartoons are real fucking assholes.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Is that what that was about? Oh, I thought that was a retelling of the Spanish-American War.
Wait, and did we use the word fuck?
I believe we did.
F the FCC.
And their moms.
Yeah.
All their moms.
And the American religious right.
And Bob Dole.
The religious right, the American Taliban.
And
oh, you just wanted to say that.
He just
he's hoping Bill is going to download this and read him out for calling the religious right the Taliban. We had this conversation in the car on the ride over.
If Bill Carroll's listening, what Howard Stern says is the written word.
Howard Stern, he of course left K-Rock. We all know that he left terrestrial radio.
Tomorrow's the big
to
day.
Go into extraterrestrial radio. Yeah, tomorrow's gonna be, or when this show is out, it'll be today, will be Howard's day to premiere, and K-Rock switched their format, and they put David Lee Roth on the air.
Who sucks.
Which, damn. I mean, to me, having David Lee Roth on the air just serves one purpose, and that's to make me want to crap my brains out, because he's absolute shit. I mean... David, I don't want to. I listen to your show, and I'll be honest with you. I don't like Howard Stern at all. I hate Howard Stern. I think he's one of the worst DJs ever.
And I would second that, but he serves a purpose.
He does serve a purpose, and I will tell you that David Lee Roth, like, I just don't hate David Lee Roth. I, like, want to gouge his eyes out Oedipus Rex style with, like, some sort of steak or something. He just annoys the living crap out of me. I didn't listen to him when he was in Van Halen just because he annoyed me. And I won't listen to K-Rock until they fire him.
I'll listen to K-Rock in the afternoon for Penn Jillette.
K-Rock 2.
I don't know if I like their format, though. I don't...
What is the format now? All talk?
It's mostly talk. I did hear music on tonight.
I think they play music once in a while.
It was throwback music. They were like doing like 80s music, some rock. And I'm not sure what they're trying to go for.
What exactly is the talk format, though? Any specific?
They just have these talk shows where they do what we're doing.
Oh.
They think that, like, they could do, like, I guess, podcasts on the air, these random things, but I don't know.
That works well in, like, 10 and 15-minute doses, but, yeah. Like, to sustain a station on that, I can't foresee that working for very long.
Or if you're entertaining DJs.
Not like David Lee Roth. Am I all right? Let's take a vote. This is the United States of America, and we're gonna take a vote. Everyone who thinks David Lee Roth sucks, say aye.
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 What?
That's 1, 2, 3, 4. The cat even voted.
So did the other one.
The other cats. 5, 6. Cats can vote. This is America.
This just in. I just got this newsgram in here.
Uh huh.
Because he's not Howard Stern, George W. Bush supports David Lee Roth.
Well, David Lee Roth is very far right leaning.
Is he?
Yes,
I had no idea.
He is the anti-Howard Stern.
Oh, big surprise there.
Yeah, I when I heard what he was talking about, this guy calls in. I'll give you a perfect example of why David Lee Roth needs to be run over. Well, we can't drive 55.
That's Hagar.
I know. That's why he needs to be run over. Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I?
You did. You threatened to be wrong.
I blew my own rules up.
I knew those rules were no good anyway.
Yes, I get to take over now.
The reason is this guy calls up and he's like, yeah, you know, he's like, today's kids, they have less morals. They're horrible kids out there. And, like, my wife was shot down and gunned down by a bunch of 16-year-old drug dealers. He lived in the city. He's talking about how his wife was gunned down. David Lee Roth says, well, wait there, Jono, or whatever the poor guy's name. He's like, I gotta tell you, have you talked to the kids of today? Have you been down to our army bases and talked to the kids of today? Because my grandfather was 80 years old, God bless him, says that this is the best generation ever since his generation that served in World War II. We've got young kids and they're going down there and they're fighting these wars and they're going to these places and protecting freedom. And he's going on and on and on, and I could feel my brain turning into jello.
Protecting freedom.
Yeah.
Like Hannity or something.
Any second, I expected Bill Cosby to pop up in my backseat and go, hey, there's always room for jello. Because, I mean, that's what my brain was becoming. I just couldn't deal with it. I don't know.
Radio has gone downhill since the good old days.
It has. And that's why we're retreating to the internet and to
satellites. The revolution begins.
Yes, it begins here. It begins now.
Viva la revolution!
We're tired of David Lee Roth-like radio stations. We're tired of that established radio format. We're going to do something different, and we're going to do it right here on DigitalFlood.com every week, Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
And Sirius.
And all the other independent things that are coming out. And definitely support Sirius. I'm not allowed to say why, but it's important that you support Sirius. I'm not allowed to talk about it. I can't talk about my business life, but support Sirius. They're very important to me.
Because of Howard Stern.
Not because of Howard Stern. But
ouch.
We're going to get back to the music. And how about some Tears for Fears? I'm feeling Tears for Fears.
Sure. This is a track off their most recent album. Came out in 2004. This was never put out as a single, but I think this would have been probably the strongest single and would have hit it huge even on modern pop radio. This is it's kind of like a disco throwback kind of track.
Yes, disco.
Back to the old style of radio.
Exactly. We're going back. It's Last Days on Earth.
All right, we're going to get back into the music then. DJ Digital Flood.
Mary the Disco.
Reverend Baker.
And Mike.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
Elegant life with the best will in the world, it's a thorn in your side. Dazed, not a little confused, let the patient in the world. They got nothing to lose. I told you I'd hold you till the last days on earth. The crushing of the waves will be lost in the tide. Talk away the pain for the very last time. Like an echo in a cave, let it die in. I told you tested and tried. Like the crashing of the waves, we'll be lost in the tide. Chalk away the pain for the very last time. Like an echo in the cage, let it die in your mind. I told you I'd hold you to the last days on earth. I told earned. Well, it's all been allocated. I got nothing on my plate, but I wish that I were fat. 9 more gallons and I'll have me a hat. Working nights, I'm always tired. I hope my boss doesn't get me laid off. It's hard to pull an empty load, even if you're stuck. 17 more wheels, and I'll have me a truck. 2 more times a lady, 300 blows, 4 more easy pieces, 5 more days on the road. 7 more days a week now, 8 more lives a cat. 9 more gallons and I'll have me a hat. Working weekends to pay the bills. I wish I lived someplace like Beverly Sills. I'd love to have her autograph right here on these checks. 51 more cards and I'll be playing with a full deck. 2 more times a lady, 300 blows. 4 more easy pieces, 5 more days on the road. 7 more days a week now, 8 more lives a cat. 9 more gallons, and I'll have me a hat.
I do. no cacacacas. My balls feel like a pair of maracas. Ay, ay, ay. Why does it, why does it, why does it, why does it
Digital flood.
Where'd the disco?
Reverend Baker.
And Gary the retard.
Okay, that was different. Well, I don't even know what to say. Let's recap the music.
Okay.
We started with Tears for Fears, Last Days on Earth, and Rick Moranis.
Moranis.
Yes, no, everybody else is correcting you.
If you want Moranis, then it's your own personal
gallons. That's the guy that was in, like, Ghostbusters and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, yes, right?
Yes. He's back.
I just want to make sure that I got the right Rick Moranis.
That song is actually nominated for a 2006 Grammy for Best Comedy Album.
Family Guy, who we played earlier, we had Family Guy. All cartoons are effing dicks.
You could say fucking dicks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, it just said effing.
Well, I had to shorten it for the five.
Yeah. And we finished up, of course, with Frank Zappa.
Why does it hurt when I pee from Joe's Garage?
Zappa's truly perennial. He's just like, he lasts forever. I mean, that boy.
Long after his death. Long, 10 years ago.
You know, he's so avant-garde that I don't think people are really grasping what he was doing and what he was accomplishing, you know, all those years ago. Like, now, I think people are just kind of just figuring out what's going on.
Now so much. You hear his influence in a lot of stuff, but it's not mentioned.
Mm. He's a great, great underrated musician. And, Mike, you had something to plug. And no one can come to the pirate radio without plugging something.
Oh,
it's very important. It's in my hip hop loving blood to promote things randomly. So
now you're not gonna make me do anything to plug this. This isn't like the Stern Show. I have to show you my boobs or anything.
No. In fact, I might ask you not to show me your boobs. You can do that for me.
Whoa. Or the Robo Spanker.
I wish you could have seen how far me and Damien just kind of slid over, and it was like
it was not. Yeah.
Please, I think that's illegal. I'm under 18.
Wow. All right, Mike, go ahead.
You're bringing the show way down.
As always. Yes, go to www.icepopvideos.com for a wonderful video that you can purchase. It's $5 of girls sucking on ice pops.
That's all the video is.
Well, there's fun animation from Bill Plimpton and some other people on there as well.
I think that there isn't enough DVDs dedicated to girls sucking on ice pops. Yes.
And it's created by the actor that was in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie as well.
What is with, like, washed-up celebrities putting out semi-porn?
Well, he's not washed up. He just was in a movie when he was a kid. He's our age now, and he's looking to make a buck.
Okay.
I'm looking to make $2. I'm one up on him.
Well, I made a dollar today.
You made a dollar? You did, Mary!
Yes!
Yeah, me and my friends went out to breakfast, and my friend told my, Will and Jamie said that they would give me a dollar if I ate one of those butter packets, like the whole thing, and it was pretty gross, and I thought I was going to puke, and they were making fun of me because I was like shaking or something, and like, I don't know, bugging out, and I almost puked.
I don't know.
But I made a dollar.
Mike may remember this too, but one of the old radio gang, Jim, when we used to go to the Colonial Diner, would make lunch of the free pickles.
Yes.
Creamers.
Yes.
Water. And the butter packets.
Do you remember, and actually that's not the weirdest thing he would do. Because do you remember when we'd go to McDonald's and he'd have the salad bar, which would involve him turning around and eating the plants behind us in McDonald's?
And the sad part was they weren't always real plants.
No,
it didn't stop him from eating them.
It was still the salad bar. He always considered that the salad bar.
I remember he would take the stickers from the windows and we'd have a nice collection of them on the windows.
Yes, Jim. We miss you, I think.
I think
Jim, if you're alive, come find us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or call or something, or write, or... If you're on the internet...
I doubt he's on the internet.
I started too.
But he might have a computer in his car. Anything's possible.
Laptop. He might have stole a computer.
Laptop. Well, a laptop.
You know what? She is probably right. He probably did steal a computer somehow.
And laptop. Yes. And just like, because like, it's possible to have it in your car. Those guys in Maryland who were doing all the shootings, they had a computer, GPS. Hmm. Jim could have it.
Yeah.
I'm not comparing Jim to the Maryland
shooters. No,
but,
no.
But, you know.
We're not sure Jim could operate a gun.
I think he could. Well, not really. Because, you know, Jim has the big can of whoop-ass.
He did, and he opened that up a few times.
A few times.
I think on me, too.
A few times.
Yeah.
The other thing about Jim is I remember when we would be going out to lunch, we would all try to fit into my little Dodge Spirit America, which is
a
tiny-ass...
Yeah, like a little duster, right?
Yes, a tiny-ass car. And Jim always volunteered to ride in the trunk.
And he did.
And he did.
And he did. There wasn't enough room in the duster, you know. Like, I didn't have a car. I didn't even drive at the time. And, like, we could have walked, but that would have involved...
You never walked.
Yeah. No. I mean, mind you, it is probably only a couple blocks from...
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking major distance here. We're talking...
to anywhere we wanted to eat. But, no, we had to all pile into somebody's car to get there.
I remember Jim climbed over the ceiling. We have it on video, the ceiling climbing.
Oh, and he broke into the radio station to let us back in because they wouldn't let us play.
Yeah, they took the keys away, but that didn't stop us. We were that dedicated.
No, we were obsessed. And actually, well, he was climbing in through the ceiling. Me and I don't remember who, we'd snuck into the activity director's office to flip the power switch. Because remember, you had to turn the power switch on.
Yep.
So we not only broke and entered in one facility, we were breaking and entering into the director of activities facility, and it was a double spearhead operation.
Crime is fun.
Yes, crime is excellent. All in the name of radio and broadcasting.
Go do some crime.
Yeah, go steal something that doesn't belong to me because
or me
that would
or
be nice.
Me
or yeah.
Oh, I hear dogs barking. Maybe Eric's here.
That could be.
Wouldn't that be fun, huh?
We're waiting on Eric.
Eric. Not Eric the Red, though.
No, other Eric. But we're going to go into the scene clip of the week.
Scene clip of the week!
What do we got this week?
The Blood Brothers.
All right, scene clip of the week. MC Mary at the Disco's pick, the Blood Brothers. Let's get back into the music. DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco.
Reverend Baker.
Howard Stern.
Or something like that. Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
Now I'm back to the music.
You bid her farewell, then you got in your car, and that's the last
flood.
You play, and when you get it, they're gonna take it away. Maybe it's nothing, maybe it's all just in my mind. Maybe I'm foolish, maybe it's just a waste of time. But I don't think so. Maybe I definitely know that maybe, maybe I'm in the day. And if I want it, there's no one out there for me. When you don't need it, there's plenty fish in the sea. Maybe it's nothing, maybe it's all just in my mind. Maybe I'm foolish, maybe it's just a waste of time. But I don't think so. Maybe I definitely know. Why do I keep fooling myself?
The pimp, gangster, the hustler, high roller, dead press folder. It's cold lamping like a black king on the throne. Evilly, turn up the microphone so I can ill and break on the rolling tape. Another album to make, great. Islam, turn the bass, kick up a bit. Hype the snare, now I got a place to sit and ride the track like a black Mac in his lack. Hit the corner slow where the girls are at and kick game the way it should be done. How you gonna drop science? You're dumb. Stupid ignorant, don't even talk to me. In school you drop math, science, and history. And then you get on the mic and try to act smart. But let me tell you one thing, you got heart to perpetrate your bait. So just wait till the press shove a mic in your face. Or you meet Boogie Down or Chuck D, Stetsasonic, or the Big Daddy. and they ask you about the game you claim you got. Drop science now, why not? You start to sweat and fret, it gets hot. How'd you get into this spot? You played yourself. Yo, yo, you played yourself. I'm no authority, but I know the D-E-A-L when it comes to dealing with the females. What you got, they want. Cash is what they need. Slip, sucker, and they'll break you with speed. But you meet a freak, you try to turn her out. Spending money's what I'm talking about. But you fool out, your pockets got blew out. And after the date, no boots, you got threw out. Mad and shook, cause your duckets got took. Call her up. Phone's off the hook. But who told you to front and flaunt your grip? You can't buy no relationship. You played yourself. Yo, homeboy, you played yourself. I'm in the MC game. A lot of MCs front. And for the money, they sell out stunts. But they claim that they're rich and that they keep cash. Yo, let me straighten this out fast. 200,000 records sold. And these brothers start yelling about gold. You better double that, then double that again. And still don't get sued, my friend. You think you made it, you're just a lucky man. Guess who controls your destiny? Fans. But you diss them cause you think you're a star. That attitude is rude, you won't get far. Cause they're turning you quick, you drop like a brick. Unemployment's where you'll sit. No friends cause you diss them too. No money, no crew. You're through, you played yourself. That's right, you played yourself. You played yourself. Yo, yo, you played yourself. You got problems, you claim you need a break. But every dollar you get, you take. Straight to the dope man, try to get a beam up. Your idle time is spent trying to scheme up. Another way to get money for a jumbo. When you go to sleep, you count five O's. Lying and cheating, everybody you're beating. Dirty clothes and you're skinny, cause you haven't been eating. You ripped off all your family and your friends. Nowhere does your larceny end. And then you get an idea for a big move. An armed robbery, smooth. But everything went wrong, somebody got shot. You couldn't get away, the cops roll your pop. And now you're locked, yo, lamping on death row. Society's fault? No. Nobody put the crack into the pipe. Nobody made you smoke off your life. You thought that you could do dope and still stay cool? Fool, you played yourself. You played yourself. Ain't nobody else's fault. You played yourself.
DJ Digital Flood!
There in the disco!
Oh, Reverend Baker. Yeah.
Oh, is he fucking Osborne?
I knew he was gonna fell off. He actually showed up at Mike's wedding, too, during the vows.
During the vows?
Who fucking pissed on my carpet?
I don't even know what to say. God, I missed doing shows with you guys. Either that, or I've like just forgotten like how bad it's got. It can get some pretty crazy stuff. I remember the time you convinced me to put the Muppets on, and I think I did like a portion of the show. We were doing a show together, me and Mike, and it was just the Muppets. I mean, we just played the Muppets the whole time. Yeah.
Not sure. Okay.
Yeah. I remember when you did nothing but commercials. Someone did nothing but commercials. Was it you guys?
That's probably something I would have pulled off at some point because I had audio of commercials. And
I don't remember who did it, but I do remember someone did nothing but commercials.
We did TV themes.
We did TV themes.
Was it TV themes? Maybe it was TV themes.
We always had TV themes in every show.
And Schoolhouse Rock.
And the moment of Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah. The moment.
Because at the time when we did our show, they had just issued them on video, or maybe
They reissued them the first time.
CD.
And the box set of CD came out, and a tribute album with all
the
alternative
the Alterna spins. I remember that CD.
It was the half-assed alternative bands. Your Toad the Wet Sprockets, your whatever.
No perfect
bands
hemorrhoid.
That probably aren't
no
even
perfect
on
hemorrhoid.
It.
No perfect hemorrhoid.
Bands that probably aren't even around anymore. I don't think Toad the Wet Sprockets around anymore. I think they broke up.
Ah, you wouldn't know that from listening to WRV.
Well, I mean, you know, they
well, who listens to that?
They're the pure throwback alternative.
Yeah.
So, like, music ended for our local radio station around 1997.
It just it's being generous.
You know, being so Fall Out Boy now in our RV.
I think they're starting to finally tear into new stuff. I hope.
Yeah, they lift their new songs from K104.
Yeah,
Down with the Woodman.
This is why Mike and I went and got serious, because there was no way we could put up with the shit that was on local radio.
Yes.
Well, we live in probably the worst part of the country, local radio wise. There's not a single station worth tuning in.
And the match, and
except
like
except HUD. HUD's okay.
You're a whore, Mike.
That's nothing to do with my because they worked there part time.
That would be like me plugging WTSX where I worked for a short time.
You don't work. Doesn't like I have a job interview at HUD tomorrow either.
Oh,
but hey, I listen to HUD.
I don't think you'll be showing them this though as your demo tape. Going on Digital Flood Pirate Radio and showing that as your demo tape to get a professional DJ job.
Well,
I mean, you might as well show up with a gun and threaten to shoot someone. I mean, give me a job! I think this guy's serious. Is that or he really wants to work here? I like what you're doing. You're in sales.
Damien, they are serious. We're serious.
Okay. When I, real radio can be kind of scary. I did a short stint at the, what was the adult contemporary station in Port Jervis? Star 96.7, WTSX. I did Sunday mornings from 6 a.m. till noon, and occasionally I covered overnights when the overnight guy couldn't come in.
I remember
that. Spitting all the classic hits that gay men make love to.
You got it. I played the finest
with DJ.
That George Michael. Let's see, what else? Michael Bolton.
Sade.
Sade.
Another one for the bareback experience is the throwbacks from George Michael. We'll get into this music right now. Star 97!
Yeah, it was horrible. But even in local radio, you would get stalkers. I believe it. The guy that was on, he did like 7 to midnight. He had a woman that would show up every night for him. That was like, yes. She was his girlfriend in her mind, just because she heard his voice every night.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
That's the way it is.
Good old public radio. Yeah, I listen to rap, you know.
It's good to listen to different kinds of
it music. It is good, because I've given up, I think, on rock and roll.
And I listen to... 99% of the time I listen to classic jazz and old pop music, and that's about it for me.
What do I listen to?
Mike listens to shit.
that hasn't
changed.
If you look in your MP3 ID3 tags, if you click on the actual, you can sort, I'm sure some of you out there know, you can actually sort the style of music, and because of Mike, there's actually a shit genre in there, so... At least he's had an impact on this world in a positive way.
My musical tastes are William Shatner, Rick Moranis, and the Muppets.
I like William Shatner. I do.
Shatner.
We didn't get a chance to get to him this show, and I think, you know, maybe you guys come back, we'll spin some Shatner. I got some Shatner, too.
We could do a Shatner hour.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great. Let's alienate everybody.
Shatner was on my Christmas show. I did do Shatner on the Christmas show. Yes. Yeah. So, we start off with the Blood Brothers, scene clip of the week.
Brothers.
Love rhymes with a hideous car wreck.
That sounds like a Smith's car title, song title, almost in a way.
Blood Brothers, all hardcore music should sound like the Blood Brothers. Instead of sounding, I'm tired of hardcore music sounding like All Out War and Hatebreed. It's time to break the genre and bring back the hand clap.
I don't clap and drive. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Don't clap.
Alexa, who I mention weekly, because she, like, literally, like, this girl, if you put on a song and it has clapping in it and she knows it, she'll just sit there and clap, like on the beat through every song. And then she gets pissed off when she misses a beat.
And veers into the other lane.
Her brother was saying, yeah, she's like, you haven't been in the worst of it. One time, like, they were in Monroe and they were coming around a curve and she started clapping to the format and they almost went into a truck.
This goes out to all you indie, emo, and hardcore bands. Stop the clapping. People are going to die in their cars because
don't
of you assholes.
Don't clap and drive.
That's okay. Right. Friends don't let friends clap and drive.
This leads me to another pointless story. I'm like the Cosby with the pointless stories here. Mike and I took our show on the road.
Oh, it went to Washington, D.C.
We were the one walk radio show to take our show on the road. And
George Foreman guest star.
Yes. We took our show on the road to Washington, D.C., where we knew we were welcome, which we were with open arms. But no, on the way down, we chronicled every minute of the trip on video and audio. And Mike was in the passenger seat, and I was driving. And Mike has the camera on me, and we're driving through Pennsylvania Dutch country, and I look over at him while I'm driving, and I'm talking to the camera, and I run into a barrier.
Which we end up getting a flat tire then.
We end up getting a flat tire, which we didn't realize for 5 minutes, and Dorcas, who's in the back seat, is like, what's that smell?
No.
I'm gonna look out the window and see if we have a flat tire. So I'm going 60 down some god-awful road and Lancaster.
Near and Blue Matt Balls and Intercourse. Real cities.
Yes, exactly. And Matt sticks his head out the window and his glasses go flying off his face.
Ah, Matt Dorcas.
Maybe so, you're going to stop my glasses.
Another shut out.
Yeah.
What happened to that?
How did you get his glasses back?
No, he
didn't. But he did insist that we pull over so he could walk down the middle of the highway in traffic, looking for his glasses.
He should have clapped while he was doing it, and then I would have brought the whole story.
Do you have the video still? I think you might.
I think I gave it back to you.
I don't know.
It was one of the first things I showed Aaron when I started.
Maybe you still have. I don't think.
Dating her, it was like, this is what you have to deal with. Watch this.
I don't know. I have to look for it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have it.
I'm sure you have it.
I don't think so. Well, we'll figure it out. That was the trip from hell.
It was.
Because then the car broke down on the way back.
Yes, in East Orange.
That's a great place to break down.
But it was good. We had George Foreman with us, and he was very fun.
Yes.
Did he have a grill?
Well, he was talking about the grill.
I bet he was, because he can't remember anything past.
He was our guide to the cities of Washington, D.C.
Yes, and the Popeyes on every block or every other block. And I think we had to stop at one, because Mike was thirsty or had to go to the bathroom or something. Right in the inner city. Let's stop at Popeyes. Yeah, good call, Mike.
I think that could be fun, though. You, like, get a 40 of OE.
Yeah.
If anybody comes to the
window, go piss on a monument or something.
Give
them
a quarter and tell them to get help.
Yeah.
Matt Dorcas.
We had Emma Bunton after that with something.
Maybe.
Spice Girls.
Maybe.
That's the name of the song, Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, it's not up there, so.
Oh.
Emma it Bunton's just says hot. Track 3 or something.
Work with me.
I'm sorry. Emma Bunton's hot, too, by the way. Google her.
Former Spice Girl.
I'd like
Spice
to
Girl!
Her.
Still got a nice rack. She reminds me of, like, a rib sandwich, just a nice rack.
Google.
Does that make sense?
No.
No, not at all.
Ice-T! You played yourself! Better check yourself before you wreck yourself, right?
You might play yourself after seeing Emma Bunton.
Yes, actually, that was a good. Yeah, but that's not what Ice-T had in mind.
I don't think he was thinking about the white girls. Well, it's that time again. It's time to close out, believe it or not. And I want to thank you guys for coming on. Hope you guys will come back again. And they've actually been thinking about maybe starting their own show, so maybe they'll do that. We didn't get Eric out here, so Eric, we hope you're all right, and maybe we'll reschedule you, get you on another day. That'll be cool. And we're going to close out with a really cool song, The Monkees.
The Monkees. One of the things that Mike and I had on more or less every show we did was a moment of The Monkees, where we'd play a track or two from one of their many albums. And this one is one of the few that they played all the instruments on. Davey's singing the lead. It's Early Morning Blues and Greens from the Headquarters album.
Headquarters.
Their third.
Is that the one that we were dancing in the circle?
Yes, released in 1967.
My mom's going to be really happy because she's been bugging me to get Monkees on here for like a year now or half a year.
She dated
however.
Davy Jones.
Something like that.
Well, then this song will be perfect.
No, she didn't. Nah, she just carried her out a picture of her and told everybody that she did.
Yeah. My mom was a very weird hippie.
Davy Jones dances like Axl Rose.
That is... Davy Jones should hook up with the new Guns N' Roses.
The new Guns N' Roses.
And they should make the, like, new Monkees. Monkees.
Well, they had the new Monkees.
They should make the new Guns N' Roses Monkees.
So they could be the Gunny
and
Monkees.
And they could be just incredibly scary and weird.
The Gunkies.
The
Gunkies. Oh, that goes back to Emma Bunton again.
I think so.
It does. And we'll leave you with that parting thought. Next week, we got nothing going on, so you might as
no,
well not even...
No, you don't! It's my birthday next week!
Damn it, she remembered. Yeah, MC Mary at the Disco's birthday bash. Me and a bunch of underage girls in my bedroom. Great.
You better keep the door open, Chris.
I will. DJ Digital Flood!
Mary the Disco!
Reverend Baker.
And Mike.
Signing off, Digital Flood Pirate Radio, downloaded weekly from digitalflood.com. Goodbye!
A distant night bird mocks the sun. I wake as I have always done. Two freshly scented sycamore and cold bare feet on hardwood floor. My steaming coffee warms my face. I'm disappointed in the taste, but there's a piece the early brings, the morning world of growing things. I feel the moments hurry on. Was today, it's died away, and now it is forever gone. And I will drink my coffee slow, and I will watch my shadow grow and disappear in firelight and sleep alone again.